The final track on the album was one of the best, and one of the Beatles' favorites. It was revolutionary in its construction and pointed the direction of some of their future endeavors. John originally wanted the background to consist of thousands of monks chanting, but that was a trifle impractical, so they used backward tapes, droning tambouras, lyrics taken from the Tibetan Book of the Dead, and some unusual textures. Engineer Jeff Emmerich remembers the session.
Tomorrow Never Knows was the first track that was cut on Revolver. At that time, the multi-track machine was remote from the control room and the studio. It was in another room in the building. And I always remember the staff at Abbey Road sort of gathering, you know, outside the room, listening to all those backward loops and things which went on that track, you know, which, of course, no one had ever heard anything like that before.
It was skillfully put together by John, Paul, George, and George Martin.
And in Tomorrow Never Knows, John wanted a very spooky kind of track. He wanted a very ethereal kind of sound. The words are from the Tibetan Book of the Dead, as you know. And he told me he wanted his voice to sound like a Buddhist high priest singing from a mountaintop. Well, when we constructed the tape, the original version, what we started off with just a drum track from Ringo and a tambura drone. And then we laid down a voice, and to get the necessary effect on the voice, I put it through a Leslie speaker, which seemed to please him quite a bit.
They'd all got their own tape recorders. And I think it was Paul, I'm not sure, who found out that by removing the erase head on a recorder and putting a loop of tape on it, you could actually play a short phrase which saturated itself, but went round and round and overdubbed itself until the point of saturation and made a funny sound on that loop. And when you played it back, it was cute to listen to. And so they all vibed with each other. They went home and all made these funny little loops. And they would bring various tape loops into me to listen to, and they recorded them at different speeds, you know, 1 7/8, 3 3/4, 7 1/2, 15. And with Tomorrow Never Knows, I would select, say, 8 of them and have them all, put them all on different machines. We'd had people all around the building, you know, connected up to our control panel with these silly loops held up with bits of pencil to keep the tension going eternally. And I then decided the best way to do it was to put it through on our mixer, and it was like an organ. By bringing up any one track, you could have any loop at any one time. But with that, we hadn't done it before in that way, and that it meant that on mixing was the actual performance. Mm-hmm. So that we had everybody on the mixer apart from the engineer. We had which was Jeff Emmerich. We had Paul on a couple of faders. We had John on another. I was on the pan pots. We were all make a concerted mix and just doing our own thing when we felt like the seagull noise should go across and so on. Mm-hmm. And we did many mixes and decided on which was the best one.